It's true. It's true. It's morning music time with Graham Pascoe. If you stay with me for the almost 2 hours of program, and you'll hear recordings which illustrate that good songs last forever. There'll be recordings by people including Harry Roy, the British bandleader, Johnny Mathis, Diane Reeves, Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra, and the Supremes. Mel Torme will sing a duet with Cleo Lane. We'll hear from Deanna Durbin and Johnny Ray, just to name a few.
When you find that your mind keeps you out and always let your feet keep your disposition sweet. Can't you see what makes me the way I do? Or would you kindly cast an eye on two good reasons why? It's my happy feet. I've got those happy feet. Give them a low down beat and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes. And when we hear a tune, you can't control those dancing hues to save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on a level of music sweet, cause I've got happy feet.
Happy Feet was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager in 1930. That recording was by Melbourne singer Pippa Wilson, made in the 1960s.
Run on, I'm warning. can be found in the hills all around as I wandered along. Entranced by the beauty before me, entranced by a land full of sunshine and flowers and song. And when day is done and the sun starts to set in Granada, I envy the blush of the snow-clad Sierra Nevada. For soon it will welcome the stars, while out in guitars their soft habanera.
Well, that was another recording made in Melbourne in the 1960s. The singer was Bill McCormack, an Australian tenor. The song, Granada, was a composition of the Mexican composer Agustin Lara with lyrics by Australian lyric writer Dorothy Dodd. And I'm going to play now another song composed by a Mexican songwriter, this one by Manuel Esperon.
We're three caballeros, three gay caballeros. They say we are birds of a feather. Amigos, no matter where he goes, the one, two, and three goes, we're always together.
We're three happy chappies with snappy serapes. You'll find us beneath our sombreros. We're brave and we'll say so. We're bright as a peso. Who says so?
We say so.
The three caballeros. Have the stars to guide us,
ha, 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 ha.
Guitars here beside
ha, 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 ha,
us to play as we go. We sing and we samba, we shout ay caramba.
What means ay caramba?
Oh, yes, I don't know.
Together, like books on a shelf. Good pals though we may be, when some Latin baby says yes,
no,
or maybe.
Each man is for himself. Stars here beside us to play as we go. We sing and we samba, we shout ay caramba.
What means ay caramba?
Oh yes, it means I don't know.
The Three Caballeros. That was sung by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with the orchestra of Vic Schoen. Written by Spanish composer, Mexican composer Manuel Esperon, with lyrics by Ray Gilbert.
Thank you.
on a seesaw. You throw me up and you throw me down. I don't know whether I'm here or there. Those dreams that we saw, you built them up and you knocked them down. I don't know whether you even care. First I was heaven bound, then I found you turned round. And as I hit the ground, you went up in the air. I'm on a seesaw, you throw me up and you throw me down, and altogether you don't play fair.
Recording of I'm on a Seesaw was by the British band of Harry Roy. I think Harry Roy sang on that recording. The song was written in 1934 by Vivian Ellis and Desmond Carter, two American songwriters.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tenth antithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. The night is young and the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental. Well, so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's the lemon, it's the lemon, it's the luxe, it's the lovely. Well, night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's the lemon, it's the lemon, it's the luxe, it's the lovely.
Cole Porter wrote It's the Lovely for a New York show, titled Red Hot and Blue in 1936. That recording was by Johnny Mathis, accompanied by the orchestra of Percy Faith.
The buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now, listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzard told the monkey, "You are choking me. Is touching, but it sounds like a lie. Oh, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Cool down, Papa. Papa, don't you blow your top.
Straighten up and fly right. Written by Nat King Cole in 1943 and certainly associated with him. But that recording was by the American singer Diane Reeves, made in 2005. Probably not well known in Australia, Diane Reeves, but she was the winner of 5 Grammy Awards. Quite an achievement. It's time to remember 2 birth anniversaries. 2 artists who were born in different years, but yesterday was the anniversary of their birth. I'm referring to the bandleader, trumpeter, singer Bunny Berrigan and the Canadian singer K.D. Lang.
Thank you.
in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. And the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro-Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, cause I can't get started with you.
Moon glow gave me you. seem to float right through the air.
Tony Bennett and the Canadian singer Katie Lang sang Moonglow. That was written by Eddie DeLange and Irving Mills and Will Hudson. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth in 1961 of Katie Lang. It was preceded by the recording by Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra, which featured Bunny Berrigan on trumpet and doing the vocal. I Can't Get Started With You, written by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin, that's right. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Bunny Berrigan in 1908. last two selections took you into the 1960s, 1965 to be precise. Stop in the Name of Love was a hit for the Supremes in 1965, written by Eddie and Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier. And Neil Hefti and Bobby Troup wrote Girl Talk in 1965. The recording that I played was with Johnny Dankworth's British Orchestra, accompanying Mel Torme and Cleo Lane. His recording made in Melbourne in 1962. Frank Johnson's jazz band recorded Someday Sweetheart in Melbourne in 1962. The song was written by the Spikes brothers, Ben and John, back in 1919. Someday Sweetheart. ¶¶ Interesting song, Home Sweet Home, a composition of Sir Henry Bishop with lyrics by the American poet John H. Payne in 1823. And the singer was Deanna Durbin, and I think she was accompanied by a harp.
Well, I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. And I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind, 'cause I could start my whole life anew. I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had my baby by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Johnny Ray, If I Had You, written by British songwriters Jimmy Campbell and Reg Conley with Ted Shapiro, and Johnny was accompanied by Jack Parnell's orchestra in that recording from 1969.
So rare,
so rare,
you're like the fragrance of blossoms fair.
So rare,
sweet as a breath of air, fresh with the morning dew. You're like the sparkle of old champagne.
So rare, so rare.
Orchids in cellophane.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Couldn't compare to you. You are perfection. You're my idea of angels singing the Ave Maria. For you're an angel, I breathe and live you with every beat of this heart that I give you. So rare,
so rare.
This is a heaven on earth we share.
So rare, so rare.
Caring the way we care.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Ours is a love so rare. Something, that certain manner, you thrill me more than the Star-Spangled Banner. You stage a love scene so sweet and tender, and in that love scene I gladly surrender. So rare,
so rare
to have a future like yours to share.
So rare, so rare.
Sweetheart, the way I care, we'll live a life so rare,
so rare, so rare.
The way we care,
so rare, so rare.
The love we share,
so rare, so rare.
Beyond compare.
Don Cherry and Ray Conniff's orchestra made that recording of So Rare, written back in 1937 by Jack Sharp and Jerry Hurst.